here at Rosie on the House with Miss Sandy Cowan of My Life in Order. How would you like to have all of your important documentation, an inventory of all your possessions, a complete analysis of your estate, and the funeral wishes that you may be keeping secretly deep within your heart, as well as family memories you'd like carried on once you leave? Putting this all into one binder, that's what Sandy works with you to accomplish. Sandy, how would people get a hold of you?
Well, they can either go to my website, mylifeinorder.me, and all my contact information is there, or they can simply call 602-618-6125, and they'll reach me.
Now, there'll be a day when Romy is going to be trying to figure out what the value of certain things I collect are. And there, I have some peculiar collections. How do you go about finding someone? I mean, what's the most peculiar thing you've ever had to try and appraise, or what collection? I mean, people collect the quirkiest things.
Yes, they do. And actually, I'm not a licensed appraiser, so I don't want anybody to think that.
But you must have incredible contacts
that
arena.
Oh, yeah. And what sometimes the owner has an idea of who other collectors are around the country.
Oh.
And very often we can contact them and sort of start a little bidding war to see how much we can get out of the item. Or,
you know, I actually ended up with a piece of art that way. I waited for one piece of art for 15 years.
There you go.
And one family member knew I wanted that piece of art. And they called me and said, today it's available.
See, there you go.
And it was only because the owner made it obvious this piece is wanted by. I had to buy it, and I paid a fair price for it.
Right.
But I'd been looking for that piece for 15 years.
You know, Rosie, there are also excellent auction houses, you know, Christie's and Bonham's Antiques, various auction houses around the country that take specialized groups of things. But even fishing lures, my goodness, fishing lures bring money.
She's right.
You know,
yeah,
and you forget what grandpa's got in that little tin box. So, yeah, these are great. And I'll do a lot of that in advance. But sometimes I'll just put sourcing down so that the family later can begin sourcing the information and they know where to go to look.
Absolutely fantastic. Putting it all together. And again, I don't think this should wait until you're in your retirement golden years. I think this is a package you ought to get in the habit of putting together and keeping updated for the duration of your life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's an extraordinarily comfortable feeling. And the more you think about it, the more you add to it. And I've ended up with some little tubs of goodies for my grandkids that I just, now that I'm in the thought process of collecting stuff, that I save for them, and they're little things that I'll just put in their little Tupperware, the Home Depot bins.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, so there you go.
How long a process could this take for a client that wants to go through all 15 chapters?
Well, if their stories have stories, which some people they're like that, it could go 3 or 4 weeks. But typically, it's a week or two.
It is. You put it together that quick.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. Well, the website is mylifeinorder.me, and there you have a tab for why. Just why even consider getting this done, but a lot of other great information as to what will be put together, what will be organized, and don't be intimidated at the big step, the big project it is. Let's just take it one little step at a time.
I make it painless and fun.
Yeah. And who are your number one clients?
You mean the demographic?
The niche.
Well, actually, I have some couples, but the ones that seem to need it the most are the people who live alone.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. Either single men living alone, single women living alone, because they don't have somebody that routinely is knowing what's going on that can help translate to other family members. And those people need it the most.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to bring another special guest in here, actually someone from the Paradise Valley Police Department. Well, let's bring Patricia Wagner into the conversation. She has a group, YANA, to address just that. You're not alone. Miss Patricia.
Yes, hi.
Hey, thanks for joining us on this topic today.
Oh, well, my pleasure.
Well, tell us a little bit about what y'all have put together.
Okay, it's called YANA, and it stands for You Are Not Alone. And it's a program for any of the Paradise Valley residents who want to join up. It's a reassurance program, actually, what it is. We have 20 residents in there right now. The residents range in age from 60 to 102. And we have married couples in there joining, and we have people who live alone or parents with adult children. It's just some of them are very active and some of them are homebound. And like I said, it was a reassurance program. And if they join the program, they receive a call once a day at a time of their choice. And then it's an automated call. And the call is my voice, and it tells them if everything's okay, you press 1. And if you need help, you press 3. So if they push 1, then they're checked in for the day, and that's the end of it. If they press 3, then dispatch is notified, and the officer is sent out to check to see what the problem is. If they, for some reason, they don't answer the first call, then they get 2 more follow-up calls, and then the third call comes in from dispatch itself. And if they still don't answer, then the officer is sent out also to check and to see what the problem is. The YANA resident gets a personal visit every Wednesday from myself and my volunteer partner, Judy Chervenak. And we just go down there and talk with them and just get to know them better. The only criteria for joining the program is that they must have a Knox box. And the Knox box is provided by the town. It's installed by the community resource officer, Stephen McGee. And it's provided free for them if they can't afford it. Otherwise, we would like a donation, you know, to help pay for the cost. And actually, we suggest that everybody in Paradise Valley gets a Knox box, because whether you're in the YANA program or not, it provides access to your house for the police and fire department in case there is an emergency situation, you can't answer the door. So that's basically what the YANA program is.
They show up. You can't open a door. Their only option is bust something to get in.
Exactly. And that's why the Knox box is so important.
And this You Are Not Alone program is available in different communities, but not all communities. So you can go online, look up Seniors Helping Seniors and kind of find out. And then, Patricia, you and I talked about the fact they could maybe call the Paradise Valley Police Department and just kind of get an idea of how to get started. It is run by seniors. It is Seniors Helping Seniors volunteer work.
Right. And, you know, you can call the Paradise Valley Police Department. Just tell them you're interested in learning more about the program, and they will let either me know or the community resource officer, Stephen McGee, know. And we'll set up a time, and I'll come out there with Judy, and we'll talk to you about it.
And to repeat, it is a free service. If we put the Knox box on the house, y'all look for a donation to cover the cost of that. But this is something that can be set up for checking on someone that is living alone and you just want to know about it. So if in the case I live in Austin, Texas, my mom lives in Paradise Valley, how can I be looped into your communication channel?
Well, the resident will fill out papers and we have contact information. So if something should happen, you know, and a lot of times the people will be, you know, go to an appointment and they'll forget to call to say that I won't be here for that, you know, for today. So don't call or just check me in. And so the police will be called and they'll go in. But if they find the person, you know, and they're sick, which has happened, and they have to go to the hospital, we contact their contacts and tell them. And so they know all about what's happening.
Fantastic. Well, it's Patricia Wagner from the Paradise Valley Police Department. We brought Patricia in because we were made aware of the program in Paradise Valley. There are other police departments and communities that do it. Jennifer, how would someone find out if they're in a neighborhood serviced by YANA?
You go to the You Are Not Alone website. It's listed under Seniors Helping Seniors. If you Google those two things, you'll find them. And if you don't have it, it's sure to be worth exposing your police department to that and letting them know about it so that they could get it.
Right.
Patricia, you've met wonderful people. It's just wonderful relationship that you can build with the people doing
Very much. Very much so. Everybody that we've met, we've gotten close to, we get to know them, we get to know their families, because sometimes we're in contact with the families. So it's really good for them, and it's good for us.
Patricia, we really, really appreciate taking time out of your Saturday to join us and share this information with the Rosie on the House listeners. Thanks a million.
No, can I just add one more thing?
Well, sure, yeah.
Okay. I just want to tell you that all this YANA program would not be possible if it wasn't for our wonderful police officers. The men and women of our police, they're very... they're very quick to respond, and they really care for the residents, and I think that makes a huge difference. I tell you, whoever lives in Paradise Valley is very lucky to have them look after us.
Hats off to the officers. We certainly appreciate you bringing that to our attention. Ms. Patricia Wagner, Paradise Valley Police Department, again, thank you a million.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So, Ms. Sandy, were you aware of a program like that?
I was not.
Yeah, and it's available in multiple locations and multiple communities, and I think that's great. There was a time in our remodeling company where we would have kids contact us and say, we want you going to our parents' house in Carefree, Cave Creek, Arcadia, Sun City West, and we want you just dropping in and checking on them once a week, you know. And we would change air filters, exchange burned out light bulbs they couldn't reach anymore, clean out the lint filter. We would literally do anything except dispense medicine. We'd stop at the drugstore on the way and deliver it for you if you wanted to, or stop and pick up a few groceries for you. And we did that with a lot of young married couples. And the girls would do the ladies' hair, and the guys would pull the dryer out and vacuum behind it and clean the top of the fan blades. And it's just a great way to stay in touch.
Oh, it is, absolutely. And you don't know how tough those fan blades are to get to when you get a little older.
And those high light bulbs,
that's
right?
That's right. That's so, right.
All right, Miss Sandy, again, how would folks get a hold of you at My Life in Order?
Well, they can call me directly at 602-618-6125, or they can go to mylifeinorder.me, and all my contact information is there.
You come alongside them and help put everything into one beautiful bound copy that they can then where do you tell them to keep it? Do you have them keep it right there on the property, or then you do you relocate it to multiple safe locations, or what do you do with it?
Well, I have one client who said, my Georgia roots, she said, we always kept everything important on top of the refrigerator. And that's where she keeps hers. So people have different places.
Very good. Miss Sandy, thanks a million for joining us here at Rosie on House and sharing the information about this service with our listeners. It's
a growing
demographic for sure. Sandy will come alongside of you and put it all in one simple place. That is a huge, huge anxiety reliever and liberator for you, the person she does it for. But now, as I and Jennifer are getting older, we have friends now losing their parents. We see what they have to go through when they're trying to retroactively put all this together with a lot of unknowns. So Sandy will help you get it all known up front, make the whole event a lot easier, as well as get you organized today. Put your life in order. MyLifeInOrder.me.